I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Huey Lewis, right?
Yeah.
And it's the video where they were on the beach.
No, this is the news.
Huey Lewis in the news.
Yeah, he's playing with the news.
What news?
Good news.
National Choir news?
No, not that one. You remember when the when they did We Are the World?
Yeah.
And they wanted him, first off, who was supposed to, was it Prince that was supposed
Prince,
to sing a solo?
Michael Jackson wouldn't do it if Prince did it.
Yeah, but then Huey Lewis took over for somebody else's solo because they wanted the different bluesy kind of sound.
White dude, yeah.
They
should have taken over for Bob Dylan's.
No, nobody should ever be forced to listen to him sing. Just write the songs and let somebody else sing them, Bob. Anyway, but yeah, so Huey Lewis got one of the solos on there. Thought I should have went to Dan Aykroyd, who ironically is singing on We Are the World for some reason.
Well, that's like, what's the girl, Natalie? Being in PYT as a backup singer from Facts of Life.
Oh, yeah, you did point that out the other day, yeah.
She's in that. I'm looking, it doesn't say, Huey Lewis replaced Prince.
Yeah, because Prince didn't show up. Right. He got his solo.
Kenny Loggins says Huey Lewis replaced Prince. Because Mike wouldn't do it. So I guess Mike was the bigger star at the time than Prince. Well, always.
Prince didn't want to do it because Mike.
Yeah. Always a bigger star than Prince.
Yeah.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, who is having the biggest, who's the bigger disappointment this year? The Chiefs or the Ravens?
The Ravens. The Ravens are more highly touted than the Chiefs this year. People expected them more out of them than the Chiefs. People, I think, nationally will look at the Chiefs as, you know, just getting out of their glory year. Still good, but they're looking more toward the Bills and the Ravens, I think, in the AFC. And I think this has been a much bigger disappointment for the Ravens.
I don't know about people, but for me, it's the Chiefs. For them to be out of the playoff picture right now at 6-7, Ravens are still, they're both 6-7, Ravens are technically still in the playoff
picture. I know, but didn't both of us pick the Chargers to win the West?
Yeah, but I had the Chiefs going back to the AFC
wild card.
I had them going back to the AFC Championship game though. I didn't think they were done. I didn't think the Chiefs were done until last week. So for me, at 6-7, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, for a team that's been to what? How many Super Bowls have been to? Four. Those two.
Yeah, four. They won three. They've been to every AFC Championship.
They've been to five then. They lost to the Buccaneers, and they lost last year to the Eagles.
Yeah, and they beat the 49ers.
Uh-huh, twice.
And is there somebody else in there I'm missing? Who cares?
That's Ravens haven't been to the Super Bowl. To me, for the Chiefs to be out of it, that's a bigger disappointment. Jeremy?
Yeah, no, it's definitely the Ravens. And here's why. I mean, I can just throw this out there. Sure, out west they have the Raiders who are 2-11. We give you the Browns who are 3-10. Then we have the Bengals, who are 4-9. The Ravens, who are 6-7, and leading their division at 7-6, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have two teams with better records than all of these teams in this division. The Chargers have 9 wins. Denver has 11 wins. That's a tougher division.
Yes,
this is crap.
Yes.
I mean, you should... We shouldn't even be talking about a losing record. We should be saying, are they getting the one seed or not? You know, or the next week when they play the Patriots?
Ravens? Yes.
Yes, that's what we should be talking about.
See, I didn't personally have the expectations of the Ravens that I have for the Chiefs. Regardless of the regular season record, I expect the Chiefs to be every year in the AFC Championship game. So for them not even to be in a playoff hunt, I would hope the Ravens would be in the AFC Championship
game. I genuinely expected the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl this year. I did.
I hope
to. And I think people that say no are lying right now.
Because
everybody in national, not everybody, but a lot of people nationally picked the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Vegas did. But I'm not basing on their expectations. I'm saying my personal expectations for me is the Chiefs.
Well, there's a lot of people say, well, I knew they were going to do that. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
I thought the Ravens would be a 12-13 win team.
I understand what you're saying.
13-4, yeah.
I can't make it the Chiefs, though, with the division they're in. And you look at the division the Ravens in, they should be walking away with it.
Yes. Yeah. Because think about it. Before the season, a lot of people picked the Broncos as a comeback, and they were right. Mm-hmm. I didn't see if they were right. They really the 11-2. I picked the Chargers to win the division, and they're number two in the division. They're third best defense in National Football League. They're very good this year. And the Chiefs are 6-7. It just is what it is. It's a really good division.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go out to Solomon, who's in Catonsville. What's up, Solomon?
Good morning, guys. I absolutely love you guys. I listen to you every morning. While
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I have a question. If we say we bottom out the rest of this season, we don't win any more games. I don't see Mr. Bisciotti getting rid of Harbaugh, but do you see Harbaugh making any changes at offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator? You see him letting any one of those guys go?
Unfortunately, Solomon, that's exactly what will happen. We'll make the changes around them, not realizing that The same complaints we have about the defensive coordinator and the offensive coordinators with complaints that we had about previous defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators. It's the same complaints. I see, this is like one of those situations where I saw Todd Monken offense before. I've seen it before he got here. This doesn't look like it. I was excited when they signed Todd Monken because a lot of the OCs came up as quarterbacks, coaches, this, that, and the other. I really didn't follow them. But because Todd Monken spent some time in the SEC, I followed him closely.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this offense and what Todd Monken used to do. Those two don't meet. It's just, and it reminds me that it's the same complaints that I've had for every other offensive coordinator who's worked under John Harbaugh, with the exception of,
Kubiak.
Who was it, Kubiak. That's it. And Kubiak, as we know, well documented, wasn't hired by Harbaugh. He was hired above Harbaugh. So he didn't have to answer as much to Harbaugh. It was clear that he was going to run his own thing. So what Solomon is saying is, unfortunately, I think that's going to happen. They'll keep Harbaugh. He'll bring in his guy, another guy, and you and I and Jeremy and Joe will be sitting next year, 2 years from now, with the same damn complaints about a different name. That's the problem.
It has been consistent. It doesn't matter who it is. Why are we abandoning the running game? Why do we have no password? Why? It's been a long time.
Tell me why. Yeah. We want to know.
Or the other famous one. We do this over and over and over.
Over and over and over.
That's what we do. Over and over and over.
Where did I hear that famous commercial?
You thought it was a famous commercial.
Yeah, I was in Ireland. I kept going over and over and over. And everybody's like, where'd you get it from? I said, it's on a famous commercial. I come back and listen to one of our bumpers and it's Ed. I'm like, oh, God.
How disappointing.
Cordell Woodland joins us at 8:30. He'll talk some Ravens, maybe even have his thoughts on the Orioles and what's going on in winter meetings. But on the other side, do you think the Ravens season is over if they lose on Sunday? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
8:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Cordell Woodland at 8:30. World of Stupid at 8:45. But right now, the Ravens at 6-7. Jeremy Kahn. They go on the road this Sunday, Cincinnati, to take on the Bengals. They lost previously to the Bengals. If they get swept by the Bengals and fall to 6-8, is their season over?
I would say yes. Like, again, all the different outcomes we've had, and I'm saying yes, even though I don't believe the Steelers are going to win 3 out of the next 4. You know, I don't believe that's going to happen, and I don't know what happens with the tiebreakers when it comes down to it. Could you win 3 out of your last 4 and lose against the Bengals and still get in? Probably. You know, you could probably win your division, but now you need help from other teams against the Steelers.
They can, I mean, mathematically, but it's
That's what I'm trying to say. Yes, they are eliminated in my mind. Right. Mathematically, they're still able to make it.
And what if they lose to the Bengals, go 6-8, and the Steelers lose to the Dolphins, and they're 7-7? Is their season over?
And the season's not over.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I'm not
asking, do you have hope?
No, I don't have any hope at all anyway right now. It's like, you know, because people ask me, is the season over? No, it's not. It's not over until they have an E next to their name in the standings when they're eliminated. That's when it's over. But, I mean, watching this team for the last 2 weeks, these last two losses in particular against division opponents who they should have beaten, catch them both at home.
Both at home.
I mean, this is as bad as it gets.
One on a short week.
Yes. One on a short week and one on a long rest. It's like they had the advantage twice. So you have an advantage on them twice. You're at home. You have both the advantage of both those unusual weeks. You lose with the most bizarre circumstances. And, like, why would I be hopeful, like, that they'd go anywhere? And somehow they squeak into the crown in the AFC North, which they can. But, I mean, you know, what again, 9-8, they're going to win the division? And going to the playoffs?
So, Jeremy, you've been preaching for the last 3 weeks that this is so crazy, anything can happen this year, right? Mm-hmm. Can anything happen for the Ravens?
Yeah.
This team can go on a run and get to the Super Bowl.
There's no question they can. I mean, I think Vegas has told you everything you need to know about their expectations for this team. And again, there comes a point where you're like, okay, there's a loss. Okay, they're not right there. The line is telling you where this game should be. The Ravens will be favored in every game the rest of the way, except for maybe the Packers game. I have to see. Mm-hmm. And even that, the Packers aren't going to be a huge favorite over the Ravens if they are. Mm-hmm. So it's just been, that's how disappointing this season is. And I understand, I gave you the pass for the injuries and all the other stuff going on. Even with Lamar coming back hurt, you know, and he's banged up, and we're talking about him missing practice all week. You still don't run the ball with Derrick Henry in the first half against Cincinnati? His first drive ended in a 30-yard touchdown run. And then they don't give him the ball except for two more times the rest of the half.
They treat him too much like Superman, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Way too much. Hey, Lamar, win the game. Mm-hmm. Rashawn in Baltimore, what's up, man?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, real quick before I get to the Ravens, right? Rob, you wasn't lying about the parents of your players, man, being about that life. remember last year at the Pikesville tournament out there?
Yes.
Y'all play Oakland Mills, yeah, man. And I had to hold a couple of your parents back, you know, and break up a little situation.
Well,
there,
here it
man,
is again. So. Here's the damn fire starter over here. Wasn't no fights until Rashawn showed up. Got his damn camera out.
I said, got the camera out.
You know what? You know what Rashawn's new name is?
What?
Common denominator.
Yeah.
Rashawn, you're the common denominator, man.
Yeah, old world star over here.
I've been hearing that a lot, man. Yeah. hey, but real quick to the Ravens, right? Man, I don't think they season over if they lose, because I think the Steelers are going to lose to the Dolphins, and then the Steelers got the Lions next, and then the Steelers got the Browns, and you know Shedeur Sanders is playing for his job and everything, so the Browns always play the Steelers tough. So I don't think it's necessarily over, but if we lose to the Bengals, we definitely got to beat the Patriots probably at home. Going on the road is going to be tough against the Packers. And I think it's definitely going to come down to that Steelers game, week 18. And hopefully the NFL flexes that, I got Sunday Night Football, which they normally do if the games mean something in week 18. And we can get our revenge up there up in Hinesville or whatever the hell they call it now.
You know?
So, hey.
Was it AccraShure?
Yeah, AccraShure. Whatever the hell that. What does that even mean?
It's a hemorrhoid cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremy, have you got some of that? What?
I'm out. I got to go pick some more up. I mean, we apply it generously at my house.
Yeah, have a good one, man.
Man, you ain't coming back and getting me. What are you talking about?
New Jersey. Chris, what's up, Chris?
Rob, what's going on? Gentlemen, how you doing?
Good.
How are you? Jeremy.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Rob. I couldn't call. You know, I wanted to call on Monday so bad on that postmortem, man, but I had to go to PT in the morning. I could not call. But listen, I went back and I listened, and you were absolutely right about what you said. And I guess the statements don't seem so ridiculous now, but Mike Preston was absolutely wrong, 100%.
About
what? You should expect. Remember when you said that those rushing yards didn't matter as much to you? And those,
no, they don't.
That
they
was
don't.
Icing on the cake.
They don't.
They
yeah.
don't. And the decision, man, Pittsburgh is, you know, Mike Tomlin's had our number more than once, and I want to say he's winning the record against Ravens Steelers by far.
Him blowing that kiss at the end of the game was more than him blowing that kiss at the end of the game. That was symbolic.
Was?
Yeah.
You know he was, and I hate to say this, guys, but this, for me, the season's over. I really think we're going to lose to the Steelers again. Mike Tomlin's going to do it to us again. we are definitely not beating the Bengals until things improve. You know, Lamar cannot run around just looking for Zay. He's got to spread it around more. And it might be a coaching problem. I'm not putting it all on Lamar because I love that guy. But if the one thing that pissed me off on Sunday, I couldn't call in on Monday and tell you, is when he threw his helmet.
Man, it's depressing, you know, being in Mudville, isn't it?
Jesus. You know, guys, when someone gets angry and throws a temper tantrum, I've always been told that that's they're mad because there's something you could have done better.
Sure,
you know, and that needs to improve for me. But
I'm glad you said that, because Rob throws temper tantrums all the time, and now I'm going to tell him there's something he could do better.
You could do something. When better. I do that, that means there's something you could do better.
That's not what he just said.
That's what he means.
No.
He's saying Lamar's saying there's something that
he could do better. Yes. Yeah. Correct.
Jeremy.
Be better, Rob.
Ain't no way. How?
Be better.
In a way. Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Silas?
Hey, man, you've done this a zillion times. Turn your radio down.
It's down. My bad. I was driving with somebody. You know, they a fan of y'all, man. My bad. I can't help that they a fan of y'all.
What up, fan? How you doing?
Yeah, they're a fan of Trippies if they're in the car with
what's
you.
What's up, man? My man said y'all don't ever answer the phone for him. But anyway, look real quick, right? I'm gonna tell y'all a story why Mike Tomlin blew that kiss, right? And I know y'all not going to believe it. So before the game, right, you know, I like to talk trash. I said, hey, Mike, if Pittsburgh don't want you, Baltimore will take you. So my man, shout out my guy, my man B. Stramus from City High School. You know, he do the media joint. He said, hey, Trippy, was you just talking crap to Mike Tomlin? Because he said, damn, that damn fan always got something to say. So I felt like he was blowing a kiss to the Ravens fans just in case he might be the next new head coach. You feel me? Second of all, hey, man, the Ravens might as well just hire me to be the head coach at this point. I mean, I ain't got that much knowledge, but damn, I got some type of knowledge. You know what I mean? Because at this point, if Alele is still the damn starter, when you got Emory Jones screaming out, I'm a right guard, and they still putting him at left guard, it's sad. But hey, man, I just want y'all to say a prayer for me, man. I was supposed to go to Jamaica today, but unfortunately, I can't make it, man.
Man, I'm sorry. I know
that meant a lot,
man.
Yeah, man, I'll text you, bro. But, man, right. I just want to say this world effed up, man. But I get up with y'all, man. Y'all have a great day.
Ooh, he lost somebody. All right, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
He lost his grandmother, right? He wanted to go down and be with the family.
Yeah. Darius and Towson. What's up, Darius?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I think I'm late. I was going to discuss on the Philip Rivers.
Go ahead. You can go ahead.
No, I can chime on the Ravens. I think, to be honest with you, with this Bengals game, I don't think that we're going to lose Sunday. I just think that we're going to get up for this game. I honestly believe that after the Thanksgiving game, the Ravens were so highly favored that they should have beat the Bengals. They kind of were sleepwalking to Pittsburgh, and that's why they was in a hole 17-3. It don't matter who you are in the NFL. It's tough to win a game when you get behind two touchdowns. So now you got to play perfect. So I do think that Harbaugh, Roquan Smith, Lamar Jackson, the troops, they will be ready to win in Cincinnati. I just think that Cincinnati is a bad team. Yes, I'm not saying that the game is going to be a low-scoring game because the way how our pass rush is, we're not going to get the ball that much. But what I am going to say is bad teams find ways to lose. And I'm betting that if we play clean, hopefully no more than two turnovers, I'm guaranteed that Cincinnati will find a way to kill itself. And not to mention this, I haven't heard nobody say this. How is Cincinnati my state is? You got to realize they was winning late in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, two picks.
I don't know how they get up for this game because they might just say, you know what, I'm ready for the offseason. I think that Baltimore will be ready. I will be devastated.
Hey, Darius, can I stop you for 1 second? You said bad teams find ways to lose. That's what the Ravens have done the last 2 weeks. Found ways to lose. I got news for you folks. They might not be a good team.
That's the real
reality. They found ways to lose.
The reality of it, yes.
They found ways to lose. They're 6-7.
6-7.
Pot calling the kettle black over here. They found ways to lose the last time they played against Cincinnati.
Joe said turn the lights up so he can see the kettle in the pot.
He's busy.
World of Stupid at 8:45. But on the other side, Cordell Woodland joins us on The Fan. 8:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. He's the man on the scene and PA announcer for Rosedale Christian. What's up, Cordell Woodland?
What's going on, guys?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Before we go on with Ravens news, Orioles missed out yesterday on Kyle Schwarber. He goes back to the Phillies reportedly for the same offer that the Orioles gave him, even though the Orioles missed on this one. With those reports that the Orioles offered him that, does that give you some hope moving forward?
Not a lot. Okay. I can't say a lot. Like, I want to see him win one of these bidding wars at some point. It's, you know, the good tries. I don't have many of those left in me at this point. They need some actual results. They need to bring some guys in. So, I mean, yeah, it's great to see that they are willing to swim in those deep waters and, you know, pay the big bucks. But
if nobody takes it, if nobody takes the offer and they aren't able to get anything, I mean, where does that get them? So at some point I want to see results. But I guess I am happy to see that they are willing to spend some money right now, it seems.
Yeah, it is. I'm with you. I'd like to see them win one. It's like the switch to football for a second. You know, the Ravens are not mathematically eliminated. They have the destinies in their hands. They went out there in the playoffs. Do you have any confidence in this team winning out? And do you think it's possible they don't win another game?
I think everything's possible, to be honest with you. I think we're in uncharted territory with this team. I think it's taken a while for people to kind of accept what they've been watching all year. And now, I mean, look, they could lose Sunday to the Bengals again. Well, why should I pick the Ravens right now? Why? I can't find a reason to. So, they could absolutely lose the rest of these games. I don't think that they will, but it's not a foregone conclusion that they'll win out either. This is a very flawed team right now that's playing inconsistent football at best. And I just don't have a lot of confidence that they can beat anybody these days.
Hey Cordell, real quick, before Jeremy asked you a question, I said yesterday, I don't think they'll win out. I don't think that they'll lose out. But if you made me bet one side or the other, I'd put my money on them losing out.
Yeah, I mean, because they just can't play complementary football. Right. I mean, when the offense is playing well, all of a sudden the defense can't stop anything. And if the defense is holding the other offense down, then, you know, the offense all of a sudden becomes stagnant. Then you got special teams that's, you know, messing up out there. It was an awful game Sunday for special teams. Awful game. So, yeah, I mean, they're just not clicking as a team right now. There's always something wrong. And it just feels like right now everything has to go perfect for them. You look at some of the plays on Sunday, some of the play to Bateman where it goes off his hands, or you've got things happening where, go back to the Bengals game, all the craziness happens. The Isaiah Likely touchdown that wasn't on Sunday. It just feels like even when they make plays, that's not enough. They have to be perfect down the stretch, and I don't think they can be.
So, Cordell, as we're looking at the Ravens the rest of the way, they should be favored in at least three of these games. I mean, the look ahead line.
This one.
Yeah, they're favored in this one. The look ahead line, barring any injuries or anything catastrophic happening, has them actually favored against the Patriots, too. What is it going to take for them, maybe a finish to this season, for Harbaugh to get fired, or do you just think he's back regardless?
I've asked myself this question, and not because I'm looking for him to get fired, but just because it is what it is. I don't know. At one point, I was I was feeling like there's no way he can survive not making the playoffs. And well, before that, it was no way he can survive not making a conference championship. There's no way he can survive not winning the division or winning a playoff game. And it just feels like, at least in my mind, the bar is just getting lower and lower and lower. And I just have I've asked around to other people too. I just can't get myself to the point. And at one point I said that I did think that he was gone if they missed the playoff. I'm not so certain anymore. I think, and look, there are plenty of reasons for him to go. If Zach Orr is fired at the end of the year, that's a John Harbaugh hire. That's his decision. He put his neck out on the line to give Zach Orr this chance. That's a fireable offense. Monk and the offense going over the cliff, that's a Harbaugh hire. These Lamar getting stepped on in practice in December, that may not be his fault, but certain things just start to add up. And I don't know, but I can't sit here today and say I'm confident that no matter what happens down the stretch of the season, that he'll be gone next year.
Where can we hear you the rest of the week, Cordell?
We'll be back next week. We'll be back next week on Friday from 6 to 8. But you can hear me throughout the week on the station. You can follow me on social media. I'm very active on there. We'll be back out at practice today. So we'll see what the week has. But you follow me on social media, you'll see that I'm kind of everywhere these days.
You're the man. Thanks a lot, man. 410-583-1057 is the number. One thing I do disagree with, but you said it was a bad week for the special teams. Not for the punter. He averaged 51 yards a punt, had a long of 54.
Special teams sucked, though.
Yeah, but the punter didn't.
No, they were not good.
He's the MVP for the year.
Yeah, but if you have a test that has three questions on it, you only get one right, you failed. That sucks. If punting's the only thing you got right.
That's all I got.
Yeah. And then
it ain't my fault.
Yeah.
It ain't my fault.
Did I do that?
Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Good, fellas.
What's up, buddy?
Not a whole lot, man. Looking forward. We're going to come check you out later this evening, Ed, for your Toys for Tots for the Marine Corps, of course.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you doing that. It's really important to our city. But, fellas, you know, Ravens, it's definitely been a disappointment, man. I think we kind of did a 180 from what we expected early, you know, going into the season. I think we're still alive. Anytime Kansas City's eliminated, that's a good thing for us. But we got a lot of work to do if we're going to salvage the misery we've been going through. But, yeah, disappointed for sure so far.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kevin. Appreciate your call, 410-583-1057. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Are you encouraged by the O's aggressiveness at winter meetings? We'll talk about that at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Conn.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about a DoorDash driver that did something that's just totally uncalled for. No idea why they did it. And I think they're going to get arrested. We're also going to talk about an Indiana man. Usually this stuff happens in West Virginia. He was arrested after incestuous relationship results in a childbirth. And lastly, actually, we're going to do this one first when we come back. I thought this was funny. People grieve in different ways. Conan O'Brien lost both of his parents in a short period of time. And one of his friends, Will Arnett, reached out to him to apologize. Like, say, hey, man, I'm sorry you're going through this. And the response from Conan turned into one of the funniest things I think I've ever heard. We'll play you the clip so you guys can hear it. That's all coming up next in the World of Stupid.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, all right, all right. Let's get into the world of stupid. Let's start it off with... But are these both Indiana stories? Yeah, two different Indiana stories. Mm-hmm. All right, we start off with a DoorDash driver. Was delivering some Arby's. I don't know why the person did it, but allegedly had sprayed the food with pepper spray.
Mm.
So a DoorDash driver's been banned from the app after being accused of dousing an order with pepper spray and causing an unsuspecting customer to fall ill after eating the tainted food. The sick act was caught on doorbell camera outside an Evansville, Indiana home just after midnight on Sunday. The driver, who hasn't been charged with any crime, was dropping off an Arby's delivery to Mark Carden and his wife, Mandy, when she snapped a confirmation photo before suddenly producing an object from her pocket and spraying the order. Now, the blue-haired worker, I don't know if I'd say that she had blue hair, and she did, but it's like, the blue-haired worker placed the spray back into her jacket pocket before walking away, all in front of the camera. The couple brought the order inside, unaware that something was wrong. Mandy began chowing down. Then she noticed, all of a sudden, she started choking and gasping. And after she had a couple bites of her food, she actually started throwing up and convulsing. So they took her to the hospital. How is this woman not charged with a crime?
How is she not charged with a crime?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Yeah. I had a look at the bag, and I seen that there was some kind of spray or something. Carden said the bag had been tampered with, so I pulled up my doorbell camera. And then I saw the lady who dropped the food off and sprayed something on it for no reason. Like, and she didn't even give a read. Like, was she upset the tip? Whatever. Like, I'm not even saying there's any reason that justifies
that's a felony
it.
Assault, then, pretty much in any state.
Yep. It says we have zero tolerance for this type of appalling behavior.
What state was
behavior.
This? Is curious?
Indiana. Yeah.
So just, you have two Indiana stores.
Yes. It's horrific. Carden said, we assume it's pepper spray. That's more likely than what it is. But now in this day and age, it could have been anything. Could have been poison. Who knows? Like, what is wrong with people? I mean, this world we live in, I mean, the human race is a disease, man. I'm telling you what, there's just so many disgusting things that we do. And why would you do that to another human being? For whatever reason. And this is another one. By the way, this week, I don't know what it is, Ed, Rob, and I say this all the time, I do the world stupid. I could literally do a story of a teacher sleeping with a student every day.
Really?
Yeah. Every day. Mm-hmm. If you scroll down the New York Post over the past week, 2 weeks, there have been so many stories of people of the cloth, doctors, pediatricians. Mm-hmm. There's a story of an EMT that was groping people when they were hurt.
Pediatricians are doctors.
I'm just saying, I wanted to give you the idea of what kids, and gotcha. Like the fact that it's going on. This stuff, there's so many stories out there.
You don't know
now.
Who to trust anymore.
Like, again, if you've ever went to the doctor, or if you've ever went shopping at the grocery store, you probably felt fine. Now we've had shootings at grocery stores and doctors that are recording you and molesting you while you're out.
You get molested at a grocery store.
I've been trying, Joe. Nobody meets up in the produce aisle anymore.
Tis the season.
How about those cucumbers, huh? Anyway, Indiana man was arrested after incestuous relationship results in childbirth. All right, let me just read the story. Indiana man was taken into custody after this incestuous relationship resulted in a pregnancy, according to WIBC. 39-year-old Isaac Cole, formerly of New Whiteland, Indiana, was charged after he allegedly had an incestuous relationship that resulted in a child being born. Citing a probable cause affidavit, the outlet reported that authorities spoke to two sources who claimed Cole was the father of the newborn, that one of the sources told law enforcement they saw Cole and the victim hugging and kissing each other on the neck and cheek and started noticing the victim had hickeys on her neck, even though they weren't sure that he left them. This is kind of a...
incestuous. What's their relationship?
Does it say if it's his... the suspect... No, it doesn't say how she was related to him. They don't list it. They're not listing the woman's name in here. It makes me wonder.
She's
if she's
minor?
Even, I don't know. Like, that's the thing that would stand out, right?
Yeah.
Do they consider her the victim in
victim
this?
Victim of sex crime?
So I don't know. It says right here, but it's weird because like I told somebody else, I had sex with my third cousin. A guy was telling me that he had an incestuous relationship with his cousin. And I said, I had sex with my third cousin. I stopped after the third one though. No? Is that not working for anyone? Is it not? No? All right, sorry. I'll just keep it moving. But with these types of stories, there's so many people out there. How do you keep finding people you're related to?
23andMe.
Family reunions. It's like that inbred family in West Virginia, the Whites. I mean, that's actually their last name. Have you seen that? It's like that's all they do is have sex with each other. It's like the next one comes out worse than the one before that. It's unbelievable, but
and yeah. OxyContin. They have sex with each other and do prescription drugs.
That's But they weren't prescribed any of those.
Yeah, that's a good point. They steal. Did they steal them from people too? Like they'd go in the mail and steal people's drugs.
White trash, man. All right, let's get to this last story.
They don't mention the relationship. I'm just reading the story.
Weird, isn't it?
They don't.
It makes me think it's somebody underage.
It's interesting. Like, yeah.
Maybe a 17-year-old or I don't know. Well, like it doesn't say.
The act of incest is illegal.
Yeah, in some states, it's not illegal in all states.
Which ones?
I ain't telling you.
You know which ones.
I found out by trial and error. You have to as well.
I did not. I thought it was illegal across the country.
Here, let me see. Here, I'll Google it in a second once we get into this next story. It's probably in the National Enquirer somewhere. I'll find it. All right. The next story. I love this, by the way. I want to set it up a little bit. So basically, Conan O'Brien's talking to Will Arnett. You'll recognize the voices. And if you don't know the names, you know their faces. And Jason Bateman, who people know.
Who's hilarious, by the way.
Teen Wolf 2, yeah. Ozark, depending on where you're at. You've seen him in commercials. They're all friends, right? They're all close.
He played on a sitcom when he was young. Can't think of the name of it.
Who
is
that?
Not Family
who,
Ties.
Bateman?
Not Family Ties. That was Alex B. Keaton guy.
His sister was on that show. That was Justine.
He played on another one, though. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
So anyway, basically what happens is Conan's dad or mom dies first. And Will Arnett reaches out to apologize. I'll let the rest. The reason I'm bringing up Jason Bateman is he plays an extreme, even though he's not in the clip, he plays a role. Here, listen to this.
I hear that your dad passes away and I text you and I said, hey, listen, I'm sorry to hear about your dad's passing, sending love from our family to yours. And you wrote, thank you, Will. To be honest, I blame Bateman.
For the death of my father.
The day after his father dies.
Yeah.
Right. So I wrote, it's not a terrible theory. And Conan texted me back. He killed my dad.
Oh, my God.
Can I say, in fairness, my dad would have loved this.
Okay. So I tell Bateman this. We're dying. We're doing a thing that day. So the next day, Bateman texts you, and he says, Arnett tells me you're on to me. Conan texts Bateman. He says, Bateman, do yourself a favor. Turn yourself in. 2 days after your dad passes, of course, your mom passed away.
Yeah, which we didn't, I did not see coming.
Which you did not see coming. So I text you 2 days after. I knew you were in Boston. I said, Bateman is asking for your sister's street address.
Yes, to give.
Yeah.
And you were busy that weekend. And like a day and a half later, you texted back. Just seeing this now, fantastic. 625 Boylston Street, apartment 12C. Tell Bateman to make it look like a robbery.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to bring that. Go ahead.
By the way, Silver Spoons.
Silver Spoons, okay.
Silver Spoons.
I wanted to bring this up for a couple different reasons, because I think it's very funny. People grieve in different ways, and I think it's very unique. I have a friend who I think is one of the smartest people I've ever met, and I've used the phrase on the air, there's no laughter like the laughter that should be crying. And, you know, people that laugh at funerals or when things just everything is going wrong and you just sit there and you start laughing like we've all been there. Right. I think everybody at this table has been there at some point where it's like, oh, my God, what else can go wrong?
Introduction of my book.
Yeah. See?
It was.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I still got to get one of those books. When did you write it?
Like 5 years ago.
Okay. It's just not a long time. No.
They had it on Amazon, by the way.
Yeah, I know. The other reason I bring this up. I don't want to pay them anything. I'd rather give you money if I'm buying it. The other reason I bring this up is when he said he sent the text and he didn't answer back for 2 days, which would leave me with a joke like that going, oh my God,
yeah.
Because that was sudden. His dad died and 2 days later, his mom died.
Maybe you crossed the line.
You would think it.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of when this son of a bitch next to me sent me a text or whatever, going back and forth. Then I sent him one joking. Like it was just an out of pocket joke. But something that we always do.
Right.
And then just doesn't reply. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, no. Did I upset him? I mean, he never gets upset over anything. Is he upset right now? Is he really angry at me? And then I come, what's the first thing I said to you when I see you? And he's like, yeah, I knew. I was like, you son of a bitch. I thought about it all weekend. Anyway, that's your World of Stupid.
Daily Line with Jeremy Cohen at 9:30, but on the other side. Are you encouraged by the Orioles' aggressiveness at winter meetings? Baltimore's big, bad morning show on the Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.